In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Construction is nearing completion on the first building that will house a new marijuana growing operation in Lawrence. 305 Farms began work on the 40-acre site in 2020. CEO Matthew Peon tells us the plan is to start out with about 50 employees this year and then expand to more buildings and up to 200 employees in the next few years.
The first building is 60,000 square feet, and that's expected to be completed later this month, at which point we will be operational and be able to move plants in by March 1.
Entry-level employees will earn a campus minimum wage of $20 per hour with paid benefits and vacation time. Peon says this is an indoor grow operation.
Sometimes there's a misconception that because it's cannabis, that it's almost like a bunch of people standing around smoking weed, and between those smoke breaks, they get some work done. What we've been communicating from day one is this is essentially a large-scale agricultural operation. It would be no different than if I was growing hydroponic lettuce indoors.
Peon says the Village of Lawrence has been a good partner and that local officials were upfront about their concerns, and 305 Farms was able to address them without the project being put on hold. 305 Farms has paid the Village of Lawrence $141,000 in reservation and licensing fees so far, and when all phases of construction are completed, that number will grow to more than $200,000 per year. Police agencies around the nation and in Michigan have been experiencing trouble with recruitment the last couple of years. Berrien County Sheriff Paul Bailey tells us he sees departments all over that are hearing from fewer applicants.
There's less people wanting to get into law enforcement, and I think it has a lot to do with what's going across the country and the things that have happened in a lot of our bigger cities has caused heartache for everybody. Recruiting rise.
Bailey says the Berrien County Sheriff's Department is doing okay for now.
We're fully staffed, but when we have openings coming up, we have more retirements coming up in the next year where I have 6-7 people leaving. It concerns me just because we're not getting the applicants that we used to.
Bailey says he knows local departments, including Benton Harbor and Benton Township, have openings. He says to be a police officer, you do need to have the drive to help others and sometimes face risks in the process. He's hoping more can be done to attract people to the profession. Anybody interested in a career in law enforcement can reach out to the local department about reserve programs. Bailey says the best course is to pursue a degree in law enforcement either at a 4-year university or junior college. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.